The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right, just one more little comment about this voting rights legislation that the president is having such a difficult time getting passed, and rightfully so. If you just listen to the media and you just listen to the president, most people would say, well, we got to pass that legislation. But if you actually look at the legislation and think about the consequences, I think most reasonable people would say, there's some good things in it. Like, for instance, part of it is declaring Election Day a national holiday. I've said that for years. I have proposed that for years. Make it a national federal holiday. Election Day when the president, the presidential election. Make it a federal holiday. And do away with absentee ballots. Do away with mail-in ballots. Do away with early voting. Do away with all of that. I think that's where almost all of the cheating occurs, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. And let's face it, there are unscrupulous people on both sides who would be more than willing to cheat as long as they could get their party in power. Okay? So make it a federal holiday. And so for 4 years, you put it on your calendar. We're going to vote on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November in the presidential election year. So for 4 years, you put it on your calendar. And anybody who really cares about America, are you going to tell me they couldn't make arrangements to vote when you had 4 years to plan on it? Now, if you're out of the country, you're in the military, whatever, all right, absentee ballots, fine. But this early voting nonsense? Well, anyway, that's my personal opinion. But just, I should say one more thing. I got an email today from moveon.org, and they think I'm a member. I have no idea how I got on their mailing list, but I get their emails all the time. Dear MoveOn member, but get this. In the from portion of this email that I received today, I'm looking at the email. I printed it off. I'm holding it in my hands. It says, from white supremacist coup, a move on alert. White supremacist coup, a move on alert. And then it gives the date. And then it says, to me, has my name. And then subject. This is something Move On has never done in our 23-year history. So I look at from. It says, white supremacist coup, a Move On alert. Subject, this is something Move On has never done in our 23-year history. So I thought, this has got to be about some white nationalist, white supremacist group. No, there is not a thing in the whole email about white supremacists. They did that just to catch your attention. But here's the email. Donald Trump's plan to replace the top election officials in battleground states with his own loyalist was on full display yesterday at his rally of 2022 in Arizona. And then in big, bold letters, Trump stated outright, quote, "There's a famous statement. Sometimes the vote counter is more important than the candidate." And then they go off on what Trump said. And again, Trump said, quote, "There's a famous statement. Sometimes the vote counter is more important than the candidate." And they attack Trump unmercifully for that. Trump means he's going to subvert the next election because he is going to sneak candidates for Secretary of State in every state of the union. He's going to get his own Secretary of State, blah, 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 blah. And, of course, the whole purpose of the letter is money. Yeah. I jumped down four paragraphs. "This is why Move On is doing something we've never done in our 23-year history. We're launching a powerful multi-million dollar effort to defeat Trump-backed secretaries of state across the country and elect individuals who will count every vote and ensure fair elections." So, they are condemning Donald Trump for trying to get secretaries of state elected. So what are they going to do? Try to get secretaries of state that they like elected. So get this. "It is wrong, it is wicked, it is evil if the Republicans and Donald Trump endorse candidates for Secretary of State. That's wrong, that's wicked, that's evil. But it's virtuous and righteous and holy if they do the same thing." Hello? Hypocrisy alert! "We're launching a powerful multi-million dollar effort to defeat Trump-backed secretaries of state and put their own in." So, it's bad for Trump, but it's good for them. Now, back to the statement that they built this whole email around. Let me read it to you again. Trump stated outright, "There's a famous statement, sometimes the vote counter is more important than the candidate." Well, I pulled up the actual text of remarks that President Joe Biden made on January 13th. Now, this is the 19th. This is from the White House website. Okay? This is from the White House website. Headline: "Remarks by President Biden after meeting with the Senate Democratic Caucus, January 13th, U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C., 2:25 p.m. Eastern Standard Time." And then the actual text of what he said when he came out of the Senate Democratic Caucus meeting. In the, he says, he begins by saying, "Is this mic on?" Oh, my goodness. "Is this mic on? I guess. Anyway, and one of the questioners says, we're not sure. The president says, well, I'm not sure either. Is this mic on? I don't know. Well, I don't know either. But anyway, in the third paragraph of his statements to the press, he says, and I quote, "And the state legislative bodies continue to change the law, not as to who can vote, but who gets to count the vote. Count the vote, count the vote." Three times. "Who gets to count the vote, count the vote, count the vote. It's about election subversion, not just whether or not people get to vote. It is about who counts the vote." So four times in one paragraph, Joe Biden says what Donald Trump said. Except Trump said it once. Joe Biden said it four times. Again, the hypocrisy is just so deep, deep, deep. So no, I didn't. I didn't send any money to MoveOn.org. I did not. Now, before we go into the break, If you're not familiar with the Babylon Bee, you need to be. If you love satire, parody, I love the Babylon Bee. They advertise fake news you can trust. I love that. Today, the Babylon Bee posted this, and I quote, "Democrats warn that Republicans plan to steal election by blocking Democrat efforts to steal the election." I love that. Democrats warn that Republicans plan to steal the election by blocking Democrat efforts to steal the election. Oh, yeah, you got to love the Babylon Bee. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Royal in Maryland. We'll return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Where in the world has our time gone? We've got one segment left. I cannot believe that we just have one more segment left. If you want to get in on the conversation, if you call right this minute, I mean this minute, 877-BOB-LIVE or 877-262-5483. I will do my best to get you on before we finish the program today. But right now, we have the privilege of heading over to Maryland and talking to Royal. Hey, Royal, welcome, and thanks so much for calling.
Hey, my nickname is Royal. My rap name is Royal. My name is Royal Baron.
All right.
Royal Baron means royal reign. Remember I said royal reign.
Yeah, all right.
And Little Kim, a rapper, you know who that is?
I've heard the name.
She said in a rap, "I'll put a hex on your whole family." I said in my mind, "We're not putting hexes on families. We're blessing people."
Well, amen to that.
Royal reign in your family. Royal rule all through your family. Little Kim went to jail for perjury. Came out of jail, had a daughter, and she named her after my words, Royal reign. The Holy Spirit did that.
Wow. Wow. How long have you been walking with the Lord, Royal?
Since I was 12 years old, I'm
65. 65? Oh, you're just a young kid. 65? Eh, you're young.
How old are you?
I am 73.
Okay.
So, yeah. All right. Well, hey, Royal, thanks. I appreciate you calling and sharing that. All right? God bless you. Have a great evening. All right?
Thank you.
All right. God bless you. All right. Royal. Of course, most of you know that if you know Christ as Savior, you are royalty. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. One of my favorite songs, I haven't heard it for years, but used to hear it all the time. I'm a child of the King, a child of the King. Love that old song. Sometimes we need to be reminded that spiritually speaking, we have royal blood flowing through our veins. We are heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We are children of God if you know Christ as Savior. And there are no second born. Every child of God is firstborn. What an incredible truth. Every child of God is firstborn. And not only that, we're both born and adopted. Now, if you want a real blessing, take a little time. It won't take you long. Look up the concept of adoption in biblical times. Now, it's a wonderful concept today, but look up the concept of adoption in biblical times. I don't have time to go into it. We would run out of time. But a child who was born to a father, could also be adopted because it was all about the possessions. It was all about the lineage. It was about the possessions. It was about the heritage. Well, we as children of God are born. We are born again. And we are also adopted. We are double blessed. Double blessed. So anyway, Royal, thanks for bringing that up. Just a couple of crazy things in the couple of minutes that we have left. A portion of New Jersey is fighting back with the New Jersey Turnpike Authority. Now, why? Well, because the New Jersey Turnpike Authority has agreed to have a Chick-fil-A at one of their rest areas on the Garden State Parkway. Well, what's wrong with that? Well, back in 2012, Dan Cathy, the CEO of Chick-fil-A, dared to make a public statement that he believed that God designed marriage as one man, one woman. That was back in 2012. One interview, one instance, Dan Cathy went on record and believed, he personally, he didn't say about the company and so forth. Well, because he took a stand for traditional marriage, the liberal left has been fighting against Chick-fil-A ever since. Some mayors, city councilmen in New Jersey are pleading with the New Jersey Transit Authority, or the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, pardon me, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, to cancel the contract with Chick-fil-A. Now, do they have any proof or evidence that even one Chick-fil-A restaurant anywhere in America ever discriminated against anyone for any reason? No. No. In fact, I looked into this, and I cannot find one complaint in any city, in any state, a complaint of discrimination against any Chick-fil-A franchisee restaurant anywhere in America. But the liberal left so hates traditional values, godly values, that they're doing their best to fight Chick-fil-A in New Jersey. So far, the New Jersey Turnpike Authority is standing their ground, and I hope they do. And then there's this, a new effort to force truck drivers to be vaccinated against COVID. Have you ever heard of anything so dumb? Think of one profession where the individual spends more time alone than a truck driver. Hello? And as a result, economists are predicting we will see a 25% rise just in fruit, vegetables, and produce if this nationwide vaccine mandate is implemented for truck drivers. Common sense is not a left-wing virtue. Have a great evening. Please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.